The Evolution of Everything by Matt Ridley. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Evolution of Everything by Matt Ridley is a book that explores the idea that evolution is the driving force behind all aspects of life, from the development of technology to the emergence of culture and religion. Ridley argues that evolution is the key to understanding the world around us, and that it is the only way to make sense of the complexity of the universe. He argues that evolution is not just a biological process, but a process that applies to all aspects of life, from the development of technology to the emergence of culture and religion. He also argues that evolution is the only way to make sense of the complexity of the universe, and that it is the only way to make progress in the world. Ridley begins by discussing the history of evolutionary thought, from Charles Darwin to modern evolutionary biology. He then moves on to discuss the implications of evolution for the development of technology, culture, and religion. He argues that evolution is the key to understanding the development of technology, and that it is the only way to make sense of the complexity of the universe. He also argues that evolution is the only way to make progress in the world, and that it is the only way to make sense of the complexity of the universe. He then moves on to discuss the implications of evolution for the development of culture and religion, arguing that evolution is the key to understanding the development of culture and religion. Ridley then moves on to discuss the implications of evolution for the development of economics, arguing that evolution is the key to understanding the development of economics. He argues that evolution is the only way to make sense of the complexity of the economy, and that it is the only way to make progress in the world. He then moves on to discuss the implications of evolution for the development of politics, arguing that evolution is the key to understanding the development of politics. He argues that evolution is the only way to make sense of the complexity of the political system, and that it is the only way to make progress in the world. Finally, Ridley discusses the implications of evolution for the development of morality, arguing that evolution is the key to understanding the development of morality. He argues that evolution is the only way to make sense of the complexity of morality, and that it is the only way to make progress in the world. He concludes by arguing that evolution is the key to understanding the world around us, and that it is the only way to make progress in the world. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Evolution is a powerful force that shapes the world. Evolution is a powerful force that shapes the world, from the development of new species to the emergence of new technologies. It is a process of trial and error, adaptation, and selection that has been going on since the dawn of life. Evolution is a powerful force that shapes the world, from the development of new species to the emergence of new technologies. It is a process of trial and error, adaptation, and selection that has been going on since the dawn of life. Through this process, species have adapted to their environment, developed new traits, and become more complex over time. This process has allowed for the emergence of new species, the development of new technologies, and the emergence of new behaviors. Evolution is a powerful force that has shaped the world in many ways. It has allowed for the emergence of new species, the development of new technologies, and the emergence of new behaviors. It has also allowed for the development of complex societies and cultures, as well as the emergence of new ideas and innovations. Evolution has also been responsible for the development of new diseases, as well as the emergence of new forms of life. Evolution is a powerful force that has shaped the world in many ways. It has allowed for the emergence of new species, the development of new technologies, and the emergence of new behaviors. It has also allowed for the development of complex societies and cultures, as well as the emergence of new ideas and innovations. Evolution has also been responsible for the development of new diseases, as well as the emergence of new forms of life. Evolution is a powerful force that has shaped the world in many ways, and it will continue to do so for many years to come. Main idea number 2. Evolution is not limited to biology. Evolution is not limited to biology, but is also seen in the development of culture, technology, and even economics. It is a process of trial and error, adaptation, and selection that can be seen in all aspects of life. Evolution is not limited to biology. It is a process of trial and error, adaptation, and selection that can be seen in all aspects of life. From culture to technology to economics, evolution is a powerful force that shapes our world. In culture, we see the development of language, customs, and beliefs over time. In technology, we see the development of tools and machines that have changed the way we live. In economics, we see the development of markets and the emergence of new economic systems. All of these are examples of evolution in action. Evolution is a process of trial and error, adaptation, and selection. It is a process of experimentation and learning, where mistakes are made and successes are rewarded. Over time, this process leads to the emergence of new and better solutions to the problems we face. This is why evolution is so powerful and why it is seen in all aspects of life. It is a process of continual improvement and adaptation that leads to progress. Evolution is not limited to biology, but is a powerful force that shapes our world. It is a process of trial and error, adaptation, and selection that can be seen in all aspects of life. From culture to technology to economics, evolution is a powerful force that shapes our world and leads to progress. Main idea number 3. Evolution is driven by competition. Evolution is driven by competition, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This competition leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is driven by competition. Organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival, and this competition leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of natural selection is the driving force behind evolution, as the fittest organisms and ideas are able to survive and reproduce, while the weaker ones are left behind. This competition is also responsible for the diversity of life on Earth, as different species and ideas are able to adapt to different environments and conditions. Competition is also responsible for the development of new technologies and ideas. As organisms and ideas compete for resources, they are forced to innovate in order to survive. This innovation leads to the development of new technologies and ideas, which can then be used to further improve the species or idea. This process of competition and innovation is what drives the evolution of life on Earth, and it is responsible for the incredible diversity of life that we see today. Main idea number 4. Evolution is unpredictable. Evolution is unpredictable, as it is impossible to predict which species or ideas will survive and which will become extinct. This unpredictability is part of the beauty of evolution, as it allows for the emergence of new and unexpected forms of life. Evolution is unpredictable, as it is impossible to predict which species or ideas will survive and which will become extinct. This unpredictability is part of the beauty of evolution, as it allows for the emergence of new and unexpected forms of life. Evolution is a process of trial and error, with some ideas and species succeeding and others failing. This means that the future of evolution is always uncertain, and that the possibilities are endless. The unpredictability of evolution also means that it is impossible to predict the exact path that a species or idea will take. This means that evolution is always full of surprises, and that the future is never certain. This unpredictability is part of what makes evolution so fascinating, as it allows for the emergence of new and unexpected forms of life. The unpredictability of evolution also means that it is impossible to predict the exact outcome of any given situation. This means that evolution is always full of surprises, and that the future is never certain. This unpredictability is part of what makes evolution so exciting, as it allows for the emergence of new and unexpected forms of life. Main idea number 5. Evolution is not always beneficial. Evolution is not always beneficial, as it can lead to the emergence of new diseases and the extinction of species. It is important to understand the potential risks of evolution in order to ensure that it is used for the benefit of humanity. Evolution is not always beneficial. While it can lead to the emergence of new species and the adaptation of existing species to new environments, it can also lead to the emergence of new diseases and the extinction of species. This is why it is important to understand the potential risks of evolution in order to ensure that it is used for the benefit of humanity. For example, the emergence of new diseases can be a direct result of evolution. As species evolve, they can develop new traits that make them more resistant to existing diseases. This can lead to the emergence of new diseases that are more difficult to treat and can spread more quickly. Similarly, the extinction of species can be a result of evolution, as species that are unable to adapt to changing environments can become extinct. Therefore, it is important to understand the potential risks of evolution in order to ensure that it is used for the benefit of humanity. By understanding the potential risks, we can take steps to mitigate them and ensure that evolution is used to improve the lives of all living things. Main idea number 6. Evolution is a creative process. Evolution is a creative process, as it allows for the emergence of new and unexpected forms of life. This creativity is seen in the development of new species, technologies, and even cultures. Evolution is a creative process, as it allows for the emergence of new and unexpected forms of life. This creativity is seen in the development of new species, technologies, and even cultures. Through the process of natural selection, organisms are able to adapt to their environment and develop new traits that give them an advantage in the struggle for survival. This process of adaptation and change has been going on for millions of years, and has resulted in the incredible diversity of life that we see today. The creative process of evolution is also seen in the development of new technologies. Through the process of trial and error, humans have been able to develop new tools and techniques that have allowed us to progress and thrive. This process of innovation has allowed us to create new technologies that have revolutionized the way we live and interact with the world. Finally, evolution is also seen in the development of new cultures. Through the process of migration and intercultural exchange, humans have been able to develop new ways of living and interacting with each other. This process of cultural evolution has allowed us to create new forms of art, music, and literature that have enriched our lives and allowed us to express ourselves in new and unique ways. Evolution is a creative process that has allowed us to develop new species, technologies, and cultures. Through this process, we have been able to adapt to our environment and create new and unexpected forms of life. This creativity has allowed us to progress and thrive, and has enriched our lives in countless ways. Main idea number 7. Evolution is a process of trial and error. Evolution is a process of trial and error, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and error leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of trial and error, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and error leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Through this process, the environment is constantly changing and organisms must adapt in order to survive. This adaptation can take the form of physical changes, such as the development of new organs or the loss of existing ones, or behavioral changes, such as the development of new strategies for finding food or avoiding predators. Over time, these adaptations can lead to the emergence of entirely new species, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to keep up with the changing environment. The process of trial and error is also seen in the development of ideas and technologies. As new ideas are tested and refined, those that are successful are adopted and those that are not are discarded. This process of trial and error leads to the emergence of new technologies and the extinction of those that are unable to keep up with the changing environment. This process of trial and error is essential for the development of new ideas and technologies, as it allows for the refinement of existing ideas and the emergence of entirely new ones. Main idea number 8. Evolution is driven by natural selection. Evolution is driven by natural selection, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This competition leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is driven by natural selection, a process in which organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This competition leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Natural selection is a powerful force that shapes the world around us, from the smallest microorganisms to the largest animals. It is the driving force behind the diversity of life on Earth, and it is responsible for the development of new traits and adaptations that allow species to survive in changing environments. Natural selection works by favoring those individuals or ideas that are best suited to their environment. Those that are better adapted to their environment are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their advantageous traits to their offspring. Over time, these advantageous traits become more common in the population, leading to the emergence of new species and technologies. This process of evolution is slow and gradual, but it is the driving force behind the diversity of life on Earth. Evolution is an ongoing process, and it is constantly shaping the world around us. As new species and technologies emerge, they compete for resources and survival, leading to the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Natural selection is a powerful force that has shaped the world around us, and it is responsible for the development of new traits and adaptations that allow species to survive in changing environments. Main idea number 9. Evolution is a process of adaptation. Evolution is a process of adaptation, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of adaptation leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of adaptation, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of adaptation is driven by natural selection, where the fittest individuals and ideas are more likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this process leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of adaptation is essential for the survival of any species, as it allows them to better adapt to their environment and to take advantage of new opportunities. The process of evolution is also responsible for the development of complex behaviors and traits, such as language, tool use, and social organization. As species evolve, they become better adapted to their environment and are able to survive in a variety of conditions. This process of adaptation is essential for the survival of any species, as it allows them to better adapt to their environment and to take advantage of new opportunities. Evolution is an ongoing process, and it is constantly changing and adapting to the environment. As species evolve, they become better adapted to their environment and are able to survive in a variety of conditions. This process of adaptation is essential for the survival of any species, as it allows them to better adapt to their environment and to take advantage of new opportunities. Main idea number 10. Evolution is a process of selection. Evolution is a process of selection, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of selection leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of selection, where organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of selection leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of selection is driven by the environment, which can be both physical and social. As the environment changes, organisms and ideas must adapt or face extinction. This process of selection is the driving force behind the evolution of life on Earth, and it is responsible for the diversity of species and technologies that we see today. The process of selection is also responsible for the emergence of new ideas and technologies. As ideas and technologies compete for resources and survival, those that are better adapted to the environment will survive and thrive. This process of selection leads to the emergence of new and innovative ideas and technologies, which can have a profound impact on society. This process of selection is the driving force behind the evolution of human society, and it is responsible for the advances in technology and culture that we see today. Main idea number 11. Evolution is a process of change. Evolution is a process of change as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of change leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of change as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of change is driven by natural selection, where the fittest individuals and ideas are more likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this process of change leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of evolution is responsible for the diversity of life on Earth, as well as the development of new technologies and ideas. Evolution is a continuous process, as organisms and ideas are constantly adapting to their environment. This process of change is driven by genetic variation, which allows for the emergence of new traits and abilities. As organisms and ideas compete for resources, those that are better adapted to their environment are more likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this process of evolution leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is an ongoing process, as organisms and ideas are constantly adapting to their environment. This process of change is driven by natural selection, where the fittest individuals and ideas are more likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this process of evolution leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of evolution is responsible for the diversity of life on Earth, as well as the development of new technologies and ideas. Main idea number 12. Evolution is a process of innovation. Evolution is a process of innovation, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of innovation leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of innovation, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of competition leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of innovation is driven by natural selection, where the fittest organisms and ideas are able to survive and reproduce. Over time, this process of innovation leads to the emergence of new and better adapted species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to keep up with the changing environment. Innovation is also driven by the process of mutation, where random changes in the genetic code of organisms can lead to new and better adapted species. This process of mutation is essential for evolution, as it allows for the emergence of new and better adapted species. In addition, mutation can also lead to the emergence of new and better adapted technologies, as new ideas and inventions are created. Evolution is a process of innovation, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of competition leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of innovation is essential for the survival of species and the advancement of technology, as it allows for the emergence of new and better adapted species and technologies. Main idea number 13. Evolution is a process of diversification. Evolution is a process of diversification, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of diversification leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of diversification, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of diversification leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. As competition increases, organisms and ideas must adapt to their environment in order to survive. This adaptation can take the form of physical changes, such as the development of new organs or the emergence of new behaviors, or it can take the form of intellectual changes, such as the development of new ideas or the refinement of existing ones. Over time, these adaptations can lead to the emergence of entirely new species or technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to keep up with the changing environment. The process of evolution is not only about diversification, however. It is also about the development of complexity. As organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival, they become more complex in order to better adapt to their environment. This complexity can take the form of physical changes, such as the development of new organs or the emergence of new behaviors, or it can take the form of intellectual changes, such as the development of new ideas or the refinement of existing ones. Over time, this complexity can lead to the emergence of entirely new species or technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to keep up with the changing environment. Evolution is a process of diversification and complexity, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of diversification and complexity leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. As competition increases, organisms and ideas must adapt to their environment in order to survive. This adaptation can take the form of physical changes, such as the development of new organs or the emergence of new behaviors, or it can take the form of intellectual changes, such as the development of new ideas or the refinement of existing ones. Over time, these adaptations can lead to the emergence of entirely new species or technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to keep up with the changing environment. Main idea number 14. Evolution is a process of learning. Evolution is a process of learning, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of learning leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of learning, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of learning is driven by natural selection, where the fittest individuals and ideas are more likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this process of learning leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of learning is not only seen in the biological world, but also in the social and cultural realms. Ideas, beliefs, and behaviors that are successful in one environment may not be successful in another, and so they must evolve in order to survive. This process of learning is essential for the development of new and innovative solutions to the challenges that face us in the modern world. Evolution is a powerful force that shapes the world around us. It is a process of learning that has enabled us to develop new technologies, create new cultures, and even explore the depths of space. By understanding the process of evolution, we can better understand the world around us and how it has changed over time. We can also use this knowledge to create new solutions to the challenges that face us in the modern world. Main idea number 15. Evolution is a process of self-organization. Evolution is a process of self-organization, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of self-organization leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of self-organization, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of self-organization is driven by natural selection, where the fittest individuals and ideas are more likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of self-organization is also responsible for the development of complex systems, such as the human brain, which is capable of learning and adapting to its environment. The process of self-organization is also responsible for the development of complex social systems, such as language, culture, and religion. These systems are constantly evolving and adapting to their environment, as individuals and groups compete for resources and survival. This process of self-organization is also responsible for the development of new technologies, such as the Internet, which has revolutionized the way we communicate and interact with each other. Evolution is a process of self-organization that has been responsible for the development of life on Earth, as well as the emergence of new species and technologies. This process of self-organization is driven by natural selection, where the fittest individuals and ideas are more likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Main idea number 16. Evolution is a process of trial and improvement. Evolution is a process of trial and improvement as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and improvement leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of trial and improvement as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and improvement is driven by natural selection, where the fittest organisms and ideas are more likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this process leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of trial and improvement is the basis of all biological and technological progress, and is the driving force behind the evolution of everything. The process of trial and improvement is not only limited to biological organisms, but also applies to ideas and technologies. As ideas and technologies compete for resources and survival, the fittest ones are more likely to survive and reproduce. This process of trial and improvement leads to the emergence of new ideas and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of trial and improvement is the basis of all technological progress, and is the driving force behind the evolution of everything. Main idea number 17. Evolution is a process of trial and experimentation. Evolution is a process of trial and experimentation as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and experimentation leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of trial and experimentation as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and experimentation is driven by natural selection, where the fittest organisms and ideas are able to survive and reproduce, while the weaker ones are eliminated. Over time, this process leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of trial and experimentation is not only seen in the biological world, but also in the social and technological realms. Ideas and technologies that are able to solve problems and provide solutions are able to survive and thrive, while those that are unable to do so are discarded. This process of trial and experimentation is what drives innovation and progress, as new ideas and technologies are constantly being tested and refined. The process of trial and experimentation is an essential part of evolution, as it allows for the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process is what drives progress and innovation, and is the foundation of the modern world. Main idea number 18. Evolution is a process of trial and exploration. Evolution is a process of trial and exploration, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and exploration leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of trial and exploration, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and exploration is driven by the need to survive and thrive in a changing environment. As organisms and ideas compete for resources, those that are better adapted to their environment will survive and reproduce, while those that are not as well adapted will become extinct. This process of trial and exploration leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. The process of evolution is a continuous cycle of trial and exploration, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and exploration is driven by the need to survive and thrive in a changing environment. As organisms and ideas compete for resources, those that are better adapted to their environment will survive and reproduce, while those that are not as well adapted will become extinct. This process of trial and exploration leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. The process of evolution is an ongoing cycle of trial and exploration, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and exploration is driven by the need to survive and thrive in a changing environment. As organisms and ideas compete for resources, those that are better adapted to their environment will survive and reproduce, while those that are not as well adapted will become extinct. This process of trial and exploration leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Main idea number 19. Evolution is a process of trial and discovery. Evolution is a process of trial and discovery, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and discovery leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of trial and discovery. It is a process of competition, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This competition leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Through this process of trial and error, the most successful organisms and ideas are able to survive and thrive, while those that are unable to adapt are left behind. This process of trial and discovery is a key part of evolution, as it allows for the emergence of new and innovative ideas. It is also a key part of the process of natural selection, as those organisms and ideas that are able to adapt to their environment are more likely to survive and reproduce. This process of trial and discovery is essential for the continued evolution of life on Earth, as it allows for the emergence of new species and technologies. The process of trial and discovery is also essential for the development of human societies. Through trial and error, humans have been able to develop new technologies and ideas that have allowed us to progress and thrive. This process of trial and discovery has allowed us to create new and innovative solutions to the problems we face, and has enabled us to create a better world for ourselves and future generations. Main idea number 20. Evolution is a process of trial and refinement. Evolution is a process of trial and refinement, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and refinement leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. Evolution is a process of trial and refinement, as organisms and ideas compete for resources and survival. This process of trial and refinement is driven by natural selection, where the fittest organisms and ideas are able to survive and reproduce, while the weaker ones are eliminated. Over time, this process leads to the emergence of new species and technologies, as well as the extinction of those that are unable to adapt. This process of trial and refinement is not only seen in the biological world, but also in the social and technological realms. Ideas, products, and services are constantly being tested and refined in order to meet the needs of the market. Those that are successful are able to survive and thrive, while those that are not are quickly discarded. This process of trial and refinement is essential for progress and innovation, as it allows us to identify and develop the best solutions to our problems. Evolution is a powerful force that has shaped the world we live in today. It has enabled us to develop new technologies, create new species, and adapt to changing environments. By understanding the process of trial and refinement, we can better understand how the world works and how we can use it to our advantage.